Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
TikTok, 7 o'clock hour of sports talk. Steve Geller here talking to you. Going to be bringing you till 8 p.m. this evening. Going to bring in now to the Radio Huddle Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining me. Was out of practice today. Jeff, how you been doing, man?
Doing good. How about y'all?
Doing good. Looking at the Saints injury report, though, not good. Still no Chase Young at practice, dealing with that calf injury. And Dylan Raiden's. That toe issue is still a problem, too. I don't think that's a surprise since we saw him ruled out on a Thursday last week with the same issue.
Yeah. I mean, it's still Chase Young watch is still on. We have not seen him at practice since he left with an injury the first day ahead of week one. It's frustrating. There's no way around it. You look at the Saints and why they've struggled on defense and when they have, and it's been a lack of pressure on the quarterback. If you look at the stats, the Saints are credited with 22 pressures. That's according to Next Gen Stats. That's tied for last with the Dolphins, another 0-3 team. Like you just don't win games if you can't affect the quarterback. And if you look at what's happened the last 2 weeks, it has been, hey, you get teams in third and medium, third and long, and you can't get them off the field. Now everything went wrong in Seattle, so you can't pin it just on the pass rush, but. Not having him is a big part of that. So, I think you're going to get a couple key pieces back. I think Trevor Penning is going to be back this week, Kale Fuaga. So you should have your starting offensive line. That'll go a long way. But that only helps one side of the ball.
You mentioned Fuaga. How is he progressing from the knee and back issue?
Yeah, I mean, he was limited today. We only get to watch, the first 20 minutes of practice. So I don't know how he kind of got through this session, but getting him back to practice this week, I think, he was in a situation where he really just needed to rest, and these players, a lot of them, you have to kind of talk them into it to some extent. And so I'm hopeful that, that week will do him good and he'll get better and he'll look, at least something like what you need him to look, you're going to get injuries throughout the course of a season. You're not going to be 100%. But I expect him to be out there. I expect that offensive line to play pretty well.
Also limited were two wide receivers in Trey Palmer, Devon Valet, hoping that Valet can get back into action. We saw little baby steps from him, obviously was a late addition to this team, didn't have so much time to get acclimated with his offense, but I thought fairly productive, catching a ball for a first down, catching another for a touchdown, and the more targets, or I should say weapons, for Spencer Rattler in this offense, the more the merrier for sure.
Yeah, I think you did miss him in that game. It got out of hand so quickly that, you weren't necessarily one guy away from being competitive. But there was one third down that they threw a quick slant to Olave in the red zone. And, he just wasn't able to kind of box out. And the defender was able to catch up on the ball, knock it away. And if that's the 6'4", 220-pound wide receiver that you brought in specifically to do that, and we saw succeed for a touchdown on a virtually identical play in week two, I think he probably makes that play, and it's a much easier throw to make, and it's a much easier play for him to make. So it does, when he's out there, it gives you a weapon in those situations that you don't have when he's not out there. You do not have a replacement player for him at the wide receiver position. So, yeah, hopefully he can get back. We saw him in stretches. He wasn't in the individual drills from what I could tell. So I think he is still on the fence about playing, and we'll have to see how the next 2 days go for him. But it's a good sign to see him back to practice.
Jeff, we knew this as a monumental test when we saw the schedule come out week four, going to Buffalo. Definitely the Bills, a Super Bowl contender. Everyone believes, this team could be, you know, contending to raise that that trophy at the end of the year. And just looking at some of the one big statistic to me that's come out is the fact that they've gone, the Bills, 8 straight games without a turnover. And they've also won the turnover battle in 25 straight games. That's wild stuff coming from this Buffalo squad.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible when you think about it. I mean, yeah, you talk about how important. It explains a lot as to why they've won so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Many games, right? Like it's not a coincidence that good teams win important statistics more often than not. But you know, I think it's also when you have a guy like Josh Allen, you could probably get away with losing the turnover battle and find a way to win. And they have margins that a lot of teams wish they could have. I think the only way the Saints win this game is by getting out fast and getting on the scoreboard and playing with a lead. We have not seen the Saints play with a lead yet, and other teams look really, really good when you can have them protecting a lead and not having to have any scoreboard pressure whatsoever, right? Like, I don't think that Seahawks team is that good. And that's what was frustrating about that game is it's a good team. That's not a great team. And you allowed them to look like a Super Bowl team by giving them 21 points on special teams. Because I consider 21 of the points scored in that game to be squarely on special teams. Now, yes, you send the defense on the field on a short field. You'd love for them to hold to a field goal, but you start a drive at the 11-yard line, you better score a touchdown, right? You give up a punt return. That's not on the defense. You give up a 60-yard kickoff return. That's another example of you're putting the defense in a bad situation. The Saints just aren't going to win games if they cannot at least play even on special teams from a scoreboard perspective. And that's just a fact. Like, you're not going to win games like that, and you're definitely not going to beat the Bills if you can't hold serve in that part of the game. So if I'm the Saints this week, you know, you can do whatever you want on offense. You can do whatever you want on defense. You got to get the punt game, the field goal game, the kickoff game sorted out. Otherwise, it's just you're just not going to have a chance.
Talking about the other quarterback involved on our side, Spencer Rattler, I know he held his press conference today along with head coach Kellen Moore. Just the general mood, the vibe that you're getting from Spence going into this matchup.
Yeah, I think there's some frustration in the sense that, you know, I think he's playing well and he knows he's executing the plan he's being asked to execute. The wins just aren't coming. Kellen Moore, you know, you look over in New York and they're making a quarterback change, and anytime that happens, you're going to get the questions as a team that drafted a quarterback in the second round. Hey, where are you at with this decision? And as of now, they're staying firmly 10 toes down behind Spencer Rattler. Kellen Moore used the word phenomenal. People say phenomenal a lot when they're talking about football. I don't know why that is. I hear that word a lot, but you know, it's a word you love to hear your coach saying about you. And you know, after what I would argue that was, if you wanted to rank the three games, that was probably his worst game of the season. I'd put it somewhere in the range of last year. And you know, I saw some things that were troubling in terms of how he handled pressure and, you know, some of the throw decisions that were being made. And, you know, but I'll put that on Seattle and the atmosphere and the noise and just the game kind of turning into what it did. But no, I mean, I think he's continuing to grow. He's continuing to develop. But it does weigh on you after a while. There's no way around it. You know, you don't sit there as an 0-9 quarterback and not ever think about it. Right now, you have to avoid pressing. You have to avoid, you know, trying to do too much. And I think that's what he's done well, is just kind of play within himself. I do think that one thing they're working on this week and one thing that they do need to improve on is scramble drill, is that kind of second phase play that is so much of when you watch the Bills play, you watch the Chiefs play, and Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, they break the pocket, and it's like that play's not dead. You almost sit there waiting for the big play because they're so good at it that, you know, that's what they have. That's what they do to create big plays. The Saints just don't do that very well. Like, you don't see Spencer or whoever the quarterback is breaking the pocket and finding someone. And that's partly on Spencer. It's also on the receivers. It's on the tight end. It's on the running backs to be able to mirror the quarterback, find space. And I don't know, like you saw that on the touchdown with Jack Stoll. That was a good example of it. But we just don't see that enough. Especially, you know, when you have a good pass rush getting after you, you've got to be able to extend and make plays that way. And I know that's been a focus of this team this week. They worked on it today. So hopefully that's something they can improve on. Because I think if you can get better in that area and you can create off schedule a little bit more than you have been, that makes life a lot easier as a quarterback.
Jeff, for the Saints to keep up or, you know, try and keep up in this game with the Buffalo Bills, you got to think takeaways are going to have to be a part of this matchup. Buffalo, zero giveaways on the season so far. The Saints just have two fumbles recovered, no interceptions. Do you think part of that not having any picks on the year so far is kind of hand-in-hand with the pass rush hurting so much?
There's a few elements, yeah. Pass rush, obviously, if you make the quarterback uncomfortable, he's going to make some bad decisions. It's inevitable. I also think when you're playing from behind, you're not going to get opportunities to take the ball away, at least in the pass game. Like, you're not going to get a team getting aggressive, right? Like, when do interceptions come? When did Spencer Rattler's interception come? It's when the Saints had to go for it on fourth down and just had no choice but to put the ball up and give somebody a chance. And you're just not getting yourself into those situations. Now, obviously, that's a very specific situation. But, you know, like, if you're not putting other teams in the scenario where they have to go and they have to execute and they have to take some risks on offense. And, you know, that's just that's when you get tips, overthrows. You know, there's also an element of luck involved, right? Like, they should have had an interception week one. Julian Blackman couldn't come down with it. But no, I mean, you do want to force turnovers. That's always a big part of the game. But I don't know. I don't think you can press too hard and try to get a takeaway. And like, I think you just need to play good football, right? You need to play good defense. You need to be plastered to the receivers and the tight ends out of the backfield. And I just think there's been a bit too much space in these zones for whatever reason. You're asking Pete Werner to cover a lot in space, and I don't know if that's ever been a great part of his game. But again, like you said, and like we've been talking about, if you can get after the quarterback, everything becomes more difficult for the other team. And until the Saints start doing that consistently, I think, you know, you're just going to have a hard time making life difficult on opposing offenses.
Jeff, in my time when I got to do sideline, I never got to make it to a trip to Buffalo. And I think this will be your first one, right?
Yes. And fortunately, it's not December.
Fortunately, not December. I know you guys aren't going to be leaving early for this week's matchup, but have you been scoping out where to get the best Buffalo wings when you arrive?
I haven't, but I do think that is something I'll have. That's where they're from, right? Like, I used to, when I was a kid, I always thought it was because they were made of buffalo, and then I learned that's not true. They're actually from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, you're going to have to find out definitely the prime spot to get them, not just the tourist trap place.
Yeah. If you have any ideas, let me know.
All right. We'll definitely keep you abreast. Thanks so much for the time, Jeff. What do you have going on at WWL.com right now, along with the practice report?
Yeah, it's the injury report. I'm working on a story about Spencer. You know, Kellen Moore talked a good bit about Spencer Rattler. I also talked to him today. I thought he had some interesting answers. So check that out in the morning. I'll also be posting a quick episode of the Inside Black and Gold podcast, breaking down the injury report, thoughts on, you know, I went through all the all 22 from week three. It was an unpleasant experience, but, you know, we'll have some notes on that in the podcast as well.
Thank you, Jeff. Be talking to you tomorrow morning when we do the Inside Black and Gold podcast. Appreciate it tonight, man.
Sounds good, y'all. Thanks.
Jeff Nowak, our Saints sideline reporter, also the WWL's digital content producer. Check out all his work there at WWL.com. We're going to take a break when we return. Pelicans training camp tipped off today. Going to hear a little bit from the big man, Zion Williamson, when we return. Before we get to Ali Cosell, our NBA writer covering the Pels, we'll be back with more of Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.